The central bank governor has said that many interventions have already been made in the housing market, and his strong advice would be to take stock of all of those interventions and make sure they are mutually supportive of each other before introducing new ones. Gabriel McClough was responding to a report in today's Irish Independent that the government plans to allow developers to invest less and borrow more from banks to speed up home building.
It's obviously up to the government to decide what policies it wants to put in place. My very strong advice to the government is that there are many interventions that they have already made and are making in the housing market, and my advice would be to take stock of all of those interventions, make sure they're all mutually supportive of each other before introducing new ones. So that's a basic piece of advice.
Well, for more, we're joined by our consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox. Angus, will you put some context on this for us, please?
Yes, Rachel. So the Irish Independent, as you say, reporting today that to speed up apartment building in particular, the government is looking to make it easier for developers to borrow more and invest less. And obviously, if they're borrowing more, they're doing so from the banks. And those comments from Gabriel McClough just there are quite interesting in that he didn't say the idea to lend to developers was a bad idea, but he did hint that there is quite a lot happening already and to let that play out before the government intervenes in the housing market again. And very pointed there, saying that is his strong advice. But he did also say, listen, this is up to government to decide policy. He also said he thinks the banks are well capitalized and have the capacity to lend more, and that it's their commercial judgment if they want to do that, and that will depend on what their risk appetite is. So quite a non-committal answer, really, and making the point that this isn't up to the central bank to decide. And the governor was also asked about the threat of tariffs and the impact of lower interest rates, and he repeatedly made the point that we're living in extremely uncertain times, and that making forecasting and planning in all sorts of areas, not just housing, that it is a lot trickier than in normal times. And reading between the lines of what Gabriel McClough was saying, the undertone was that less intervention in areas such as housing at the moment in terms of lending to developers, that it might be the more prudent approach, although he didn't explicitly say so. Now, Minister for Housing James Brown, he's been responding to this story today too, I believe. He's due to meet the central bank governor in the coming weeks, where finance for home building is likely to be discussed. And James Brown has been saying that the government needs to look at every measure possible to deliver more housing. And he said finance is a real issue in the private sector. And he said government is delivering €6.5 billion in capital funding this year, but that multiples of that are needed from the private sector to build more homes. He said finance in Dublin City Centre is broken, saying if it was working, more apartments would be being built. But interestingly, Rachel, the central bank governor earlier said he doesn't believe finance is the main issue holding back delivery of new housing here. In fact, he says planning issues are the number one factor.
All right. Governor McClough, I mean, we've been talking about those comments, Angus, but he was actually speaking at the central bank's publication of a new consumer protection code. What was that all about?
That's right. Yeah, the new consumer protection code, which was launched today, which the central bank says it's reflective of a modern world. And it's been broadly welcomed. It's considered much needed as well. The last consumer protection code was introduced in 2012, so 13 years ago, and a lot has changed since then, particularly in terms of technological advances. And this new code follows an OECD review of consumer protection in Ireland late last year, which said the central bank was doing well in terms of consumer protection, but it recommended more engagement by the central bank with customers when devising policies and other measures to beef up consumer protection. And the new code, it follows a review that included a discussion paper, public survey, public consultation and engagement with consumer and industry stakeholders. So quite a comprehensive background work has gone into this. And under the changes announced today, Rachel, firms will have to be more customer focused when designing and implementing digital services. They'll also have to meet new disclosure requirements on switching options and the cost of incentives on the overall cost of credit of a mortgage. So if you're, for example, getting a mortgage and you're getting cash back up front from your lender, it might seem like a good offer, but in the long term, what is this actually costing you? So there'll have to be better disclosure on that. Mm-hmm. Companies will also have to ensure customers have no impression or misunderstanding when they're buying regulated products and services when that's not the case. And companies will also have to be vigilant, more vigilant, I suppose, of the evolving risk of fraud and scams, which is an ever-rising threat.
It is indeed, Angus. Thank you very much, Angus Cox there.